Good evening, everyone. How many of you are excited you're here tonight? Come on, I want to see those hands. Thank you. Okay, you know, this is Victory Metro East. This is our youth service. And, you know, I'd like to ask before we move on, if you came here for the first time, okay, na-invite ka ng classmate mo, na-invite ka yung kagalit mo, inis na inis ka, in-invite ka, gusto mo lang pagbigyan, or na-invite ka ng crush mo, okay? Pwede mo ba itaas ang kamay mo? We just want to welcome you. First time. You came here for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Come on, palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you are very much welcome here. Again, my name is Jeff. I'm one of the campus missionaries here, serving here in our Victory Metro East Youth Service. And, you know, sino sa inyo dito, I'd like to ask, yung pagpasok nyo dito kanina, na-amaze kayo sa mga, yung pictures natin, setups natin. Na-appreciate nyo? Na-appreciate nyo? You know what? I would just like to brag this. I'm just so proud with the team that we have right here. You know, with our creative team, production team, who made all of these things possible. Kaya meron tayo dito nga Polaroid. Okay, meron tayo mga ano doon, may photo booth tayo doon, may walking human frame tayo. Sino na nakapagpa-picture doon? Okay, oh, marami na. You know, of course, this is headed by, of course, si Phoebe. Where's Phoebe? Phoebe, are you here? Of course, the wife of Pastor Dan. Talagang cheer na cheer si Pastor Dan. And of course, with her team is Glenn Tamboy. Where's Glenn Tamboy? Glenn, ayun si Glenn. Okay, siya po yung may mga pakana niyan, mga nakaisip niyan and everything. So, I'm just so proud that I'm serving God with a great team here in Victory Metro East. And, you know, just before we move on, I'd like to ask this. Who among you, you're familiar with the Guinness World Record? Taas yung kamay nyo. Okay, yung iba hindi nyo pa alam ang Guinness World Records? Bihira. Mamaya, sabihin nyo, yung mga nagtaas ng kamay, kawawa naman yung hindi pa nakakaalam, sabihin nyo naman, i-share nyo. Okay? You know, here in Guinness World Records, there was a man, okay, who holds the most number of lightnings being struck, being struck by lightnings. Okay, grabe, nakukuryente na ako. In love ako eh. Okay? Okay, his name is Roy Sullivan. Okay? And if you're gonna ask, paano siya nakakuha ng world record? Okay? He was struck by lightning 7 times. Okay? 7 beses from 1942 to 1977. So during that span of year, he was struck 7 times. Yung unang-una niya, yung sa toenails niya, natanggal yung toenails niya. Yung pangalawa, yung eyebrows. No, this is a real story. Natanggal yung eyebrows niya. And there was one time when he was in the field, you know, natamaan siya sa likod niya. And the rest, of course, was a really incredible experience for him. And you know, he never died. Roy Sullivan was never killed by lightning, of course. Katulad ng sinabi ko, for 7 lightnings that struck him, he was never killed by lightning. But in 1984, he committed suicide. You know what's the reason? The reason is because a girl turned him down. And guess what? At the age of 70, nabusted siya. At tinurn down siya nung pinakamamahal niya. That is why he committed suicide. Now, think about this. This is so crazy. A man who holds that record, world record, being struck by lightning for 7 times. In fact, he was called the human lightning rod. Okay? So he holds the title. But think about this. This is crazy. Because someone turned him down, you know, he shot himself with a gun. He committed suicide. Why? Simply because of the word love. And some of us here, you might know someone who is like that. Maybe hindi nag-commit ng suicide. Maybe, you know, hindi naman talaga nagpakamatay. But somehow, became crazy because of love. Think about this. You might know some people na, you know, dati matalino, na in love, na loko, naging bobo sa pag-ibig. May kilala ba kayong ganon? May kilala kayo? Yung katabi nyo. Yung iba naman dito, baka may kakilala tayo, okay, listen. Yung iba dito, yung mga lalaki, tough guy kayo, di ba? Dati, tough guy, naku, tapang natin, macho guy. Pero yung na-inlove ka, naging emo ka. Dati, yung mga pinapanood mo, mga UFC, Ngayon talaga mga pinapanood mo, mga Sarah G. Heidi, napaawat. Heidi, napapipigil. Talaga emo. Nauuna ka pang umiyak sa girlfriend mo. Ibang klase, talaga nagbabagong bigla. Dati, antahitahimik mo. Ngayon, sobrang talkative mo. Lahat kinakausap mo, kahit hindi nila kilala yung sinasabi mong girl or boy. Alam mo ba si ano? Sino kasi yun? Hindi ko kilala yun. Pero ikaw talaga sinasabi, cute yun. Mahal ko yun eh. Nagiging talkative ka. Di ba dati, tamad ka. Na in love ka, talagang inspired ka. Mami, ako na magwawalis niyan. Tulungan kita, ako mamamalengke. In love ka, inspired ka eh. And, you know, it's all because of love. The reason why we do some crazy stuff, simply because of the word love. And I believe that love is not only a favorite topic for most of us here, or I could say all of the young people. But, you know, I believe that, you know, it is one of the most driving, you know, defining and life-changing experience of all. You know, whether you like it or not, kahit aminin mo o hindi, kapag ka na-inlove ka, it will drive you. Somehow, sometimes mad, sometimes inspired, sometimes crazy, but it will drive you anyway. It will drive you whether we like it or not. And that's why the title of our series, we call this Insta Love. Of course, that derives from Instagram. Okay, Insta Love. And may tagline yan. Insta Love. Bakit ba nakababaliw ang love? Okay? Tanungin mo nga yung katabi mo, nabaliw ka na ba sa pag-ibig? Tanungin mo yung katabi mo. Make sure, tanungin mo. Uy, may narinig ako? Oo, sa'yo. Sabi? May narinig ako ah. Oo, sa'yo, pambihira. Sumagot talaga, oh. Okay, you know, this is a three-part series. We're gonna talk about this Insta Love thing for the next 3 weeks. How many of you here, you would say, I'm gonna finish this series until the end of the world? Okay, thank you. Please invite your friends next week. I'm telling you, you don't wanna miss next week. And the next week. Meron tayong matindi, malupit, na mag-speak sa atin. Okay, you don't wanna miss that. So invite your crush, your boyfriend, your girlfriends, whoever, your pets, your dogs, cats, invite them. Okay, this para ma-inlove din yung mga tuta natin. Okay? And again, just like I said, the reason why we're having this series, we call it Insta Love, is simply because there are questions in our minds that, you know, somehow, could this be love? In love na ba talaga ako? Or infatuations lang ba to? Na-impatcho lang ba ako? Sabi, iba yata yung nakain ko. Tingin ko sa kanya, ang gwapo. Yung nailabas mo, ay, pangit pala. Pambihira. Na-impatcho ka lang, di ba? And some of us, you know, we still have that question that, you know, am I falling in love with this person? You know, with this series, we're gonna answer those questions, you know, the big question mark in our minds, in our thoughts. And really, for us to really understand what God's will is in terms of relationship, in terms of romantic relationship, in terms of love, and what God has to say to
to all of us here today. That is why if you came here for the first time, I believe this is not an accident for you to be here. I believe God has a message for you. How many of you here believe that, you know, church is not boring? You know, this is fun, this is life. You know, this is where we worship God. This is where we study God's word. But at the same time, we're having fun. Okay? Would you pray with me right now as we start? Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. For your word is true. It gives life. It gives hope. Lord, it brings salvation, Lord God, to all of us, Lord God. To everyone who will believe in you, God. Even, Lord, to all mankind, Lord. God, I pray. God, that may you speak in our hearts, Lord God, today. I pray, Lord, that you will give us the clear understanding, Lord God, of what love is all about, Lord God. Not just because this is a season of love, but Lord, I pray, God, that even after this season, Lord God, we will continue to experience the love that you have offered to all of us, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Last Wednesday, I posted something on my Facebook timeline. And I don't know, maybe some of you here, you've seen this. I did a survey, and there's a question here, para sa mga in love na in love at mai-in love. Ngayon, gusto kong tanungin sa inyo dito, honestly, sino sa inyo dito yung nandun sa unang-una? In love ka ngayong season na to, in love ka. Sino sa inyo dito, in love ka? Ay, grabe, kinakahiya ka, i-break mo yan, i-break mo. Kinakahiya ka ngayon, no? In love, okay. Alright. Sino sa inyo dito, hindi ka in love ngayon, pero na-in love ka. Na-in love ka. Grabe. Biglang merong nostalgia, no? Uy, grabe. Naalala ko na naman siya, Lord. Woo! Lord, bumalik na naman. Wala na kami. Pambihira ka, pinaalala mo na naman siya. Na-in love ka. O sino sa inyo dito, you believe somehow, one time, mai-in love ka. Itaas mo ang amay mo. Grabe talaga. Excited talaga mga estudyante. Mai-in love. Okay. Ako, nandito ako sa tatlo eh. In love ako ngayon, na-in love ako, at mai-in love pa rin ako sa asawa ko. Pogi points, andyan yung asawa ko. Pogi points to. Now, sabi ko dito, please complete the sentence. Alam mong in love ka kapag blank. Then may hashtag yan, bakit ba nakababaliw ang love? Grabe talaga, nakakabaliw talaga ang pag-ibig. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko alam ano nangyari sa akin. Baliw na baliw ako sa asawa ko. And also may hashtag pa dyan, Insta Love Metro East Edition. Ngayon, I want to share with you, you know, ang dami nag-comment, sobra dito. From Wednesday until now, may pumapasok pa. In fact, kapapasok lang ngayon, pangatlo siya, di ba? Sobrang daming nag-comment, tatlo sila. Nakatatlo akong comment. Praise God, thank you Lord, hallelujah. Tatlo, sumagot! Hindi naman. Marami-rami sila. But I just picked some of them. Can we just show the first one? This came from Errol Laguerra. Sabi ni Errol, alam mong in love ka kapag bawat minuto iniisip mo siya. Tas, you know, parang onti lang, di ba? Onti. Tas, mapapangiti ka lang mag-isa sa kawalan. Ha-ha! Ang bihira si Errol. Totoo, totoo. Totoo, di ba? Alam mo yun, minsan naglalakad ka lang, biglang naisip mo siya. Kinilig ka mabuti, di ba? Para iba eh, ibang klase. As Errol, may pinagugutan yan. Pangalawa, si Jamie Mazo. Sabi niya, in love ka. Alam mo, in love ka kapag tiis ganda. You know, ha, ha, ha. Alam mo yung tiis ganda, yung alam mo yung naka-high heels yung babae kahit na nangangatapil. Aray, ano yung love ko? Kahit na puro paltos na yung paa mo, eh, talagang tiis ganda. Okay, meron ba? Sabi naman ni Janica Aragones, ito, matindi rin to. Alam mong in love ka pag alam mo sa sarili mo na kaya mong tumanda at tumira sa isang bahay araw-araw kasama siya. Bro, visionary si... Andito ba siya, no? Si visionary, ha? Talagang nakikita mo na, ha? Ibang klase si Janica. Alright, meron pa. Sabi naman ni Ethan, alam mong in love ka kapag marunong ka ng gumamit na suklay, toothbrush at mouthwash. Dati wala kang bakilang pagkausap mo yung love mo, di ba? Uy, grabe. Woo! Grabe, dragon to, brother. Parang kinami-hami wave ako dun, ah. Boom! Di ba? Parang, ngayon, nagma-mouthwash ka na, di ba? Talaga, inuubos mo 1 liter ng mouthwash, oh. Para lang sa isang usapan nyo yun, ha? Tapos sa susunod na usap uli kayo, bibili ka ulit 1 litro. Exage na yun, exage na yun. Ito naman, sabi naman ni Rodvik Peñas, ni RV. At dito ba si RV? Ito, ano to? Experience talaga to. Came from experience. Sabi niya gano, alam mong in love ka kapag lahat ng basura na may kinalaman sa first time nyo, itinatago mo na. Iba't ibang klase ng tissue paper, ng iba't ibang date nyo sa iba't ibang restaurant, candy wrapper, popsicle sticks, rose petals, panyo mo na may pawis niya, di mo na nilalaban! Talagang di ba nagpawis siya? Uy, mga 1 taon na, tol. Uy, teka, sayang yung pawis niya. Nay, wag mo lalaban niya, wag mo lalaban yan. Movie tickets, tinatago mo din. Resibo ng unang date, cotton buds. Ang bira. Dental floss. Uy, sayang to. Tago. Umuwi ka sa bahay, wow, sugar pie. Makapag-dental floss nga. Ew. In love ka eh. Hindi lang yun. Toothpick. Uy, baka mabali, sayang. Minaitiban mo pa, di ba? Sayang to, ha? At iba pa. Si RV lang yon, ha? By the way. And also, hindi lang yon. Sabi ni Christian Lopez, alam mong in love ka kapag nasa iyo pa rin ang paper mo na may corrected by niya. Hanggang ngayon, tinatago mo. Uy, right, oy, sabi ni teacher, right corrected by, ha? Uy, sana siya mag-check. Uy, siya nga! Thank you, Lord! Yung binalik sa'yo, wow, talaga. Ifo-fold ko to, 100 folds. Para hindi... Talaga, tupin-tupin, nasa wallet mo, di ba? Naliligo ka, nakagano yung wallet mo. Baka mabasa, sayang. Corrected by niya. Ito naman, last but not least, our very own Pastor Dan Monterde. Sabi niya, alam mong in love ka kapag ayaw mong burahin yung text niya kahit na huyo lang. Minsan nga, di ba, smiley lang, ayaw mong burahin, ang tagal-tagal na. Sinabi mo na, I love you, pero sabi niya, we. Pero ayaw mo pa rin burahin. Di ba? Yung iba nga, nakadilat, belat mo. Oh, sabi mo, pwede ba kitang ligawan? Ayaw mo pa rin burahin, in love ka eh. Wala talaga, papatusin ko na to, kahit na ilang taon na to. The question is, what is love? You know, how can you really know what love is? I believe most of us here, you know, we want to talk about love. In fact, we want to talk about love, especially to the person that we're so in love with. But the question is, how can we really define what love is? Okay? And how would you know that you're really in love? That you're sure about it? Maybe some of you here, talaga sold out ka na 100%, kahit na hindi kita pakinggan, sobrang in love ako ngayon. Okay? But I hope that you're gonna open your heart today. We're gonna open our hearts today. What the Bible say about love? Could this be love? I want you to open your Bible with you if you have one. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, it says here that this is how we know what love is. You want to know what love is? You want to know what love is? I want you to show. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Okay? And you know, again, the Bible said that this is how we know. You know, it is so important for us to know and understand what love is. And if we are really in love. You know, why? Because nowadays, there are so many versions, there are so many imitations, okay? That you can't even recognize anymore what's real and what is fake. Okay? Hindi mo na alam, ano ba to, totoo ba to, di ba? Yung mga sapatos, Converse, kala mo, uy, grabe, Converse. Yung pala, ja fake yun. Hindi naman pala. Daming mga imitations ngayon. Okay? Just like this picture. I don't know if you know this watch. This is Rolex, okay? Of course, meron nakalagay dyan na counterfeit and original. But you know, you can never really distinguish which is real ano ba talaga yung totoo, okay? So, kasi pareho naman may gamay, pareho naman kung ano-ano dyan. It's almost the same. That is why you cannot really distinguish it. Kung ano talaga yung totoo at ano yung hindi. Why? Because there's so many versions and imitations nowadays. Okay, sino sa inyo dito naka-Rolex watch? Rolex? Wala? Ako lang? Bihira kayo. Hindi, imitation dito. And not just Rolex, syempre yung mga bag, yung mga girly natin, di ba? Yung imitation. Hindi mo na alam kung ano ba talaga yung original Louis Vuitton sa Jafet. Hindi mo na alam, di ba? Ang dami niya dyan, kahit nasan ka lumakad, grabe, lahat naka Louis Vuitton na. Hindi mo na alam talaga kung totoo ba yan o hindi. Okay? There's so many imitations right now. And even not just watch, not just bags, even money. There are so many counterfeits, okay, nowadays. Okay, kung titignan mo, yan, 1,000, parang, ano ba to, totoo ba to? But wait, until you see this one, malalaman mo kung ano ba yung totoo o hindi. Ako, hindi ko alam sa inyo, ha? Pero malinaw na malinaw, yung nasa baba ang original. Yung nasa taas, hindi ko alam, ang Bangko Sentral naglalabas ng ganyang pera, yung nasa baba talaga yung urig niyan. Okay? So, you would never really recognize. Okay? Again, let's go back to the million-dollar question. Okay? How would you know if this real love? Kasi ang daming fake eh. Paano ko malalaman kung totoo na ba talaga to? In love na ba talaga ako? O grabe, joke-joke lang pala to. Or parang nananaginip lang pala ako. Okay? You know, the Bible said that Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. That is the reason for you to know and to understand what love is all about. That Jesus Christ died for all of us. And you know, the reason I believe for us to talk about this is we're going to go back to the cross. Okay? You know, we're going to go back to the very solution, the very antidote, and the very answer of all these questions, of this million-dollar question, how would you know if you're in love? You know, you need to, again, look back to the cross of what Jesus Christ died, or what Jesus Christ did for you and me. That Jesus Christ indeed died on the cross, that He was so willing that He gave His own life for all of us. And before you think, before you pursue, before you go on and move on with that romantic relationship, you need to understand first, you know, what God has to say about this love. You know, we need to understand first that in fact, indeed, Jesus Christ Himself laid down His life so that I could be loved, so that I can love other people. Let me just share with you 3 distinguishing marks of a real love based on the cross of Jesus Christ. Again, the bottom line is the cross of Jesus. You know, you can never just tell your friend, your parents, I'm in love. But there should be a basis. And the basis of that is the cross of Jesus Christ. The first thing that I want to share with you of how would you really recognize and realize that if it's love, could this be love, is that real love is initiated by God. It is initiated by God. It all started with God. In fact, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, it says there that we love because He first loved us. Bago ka pa man nagmahal, bago mo pa naisip na mahalin niyang boyfriend mo ngayon or girlfriend mo ngayon, take note that Jesus Christ loved you first before you even love that person. Okay? Because it is God who initiated love. It is God where is it all started. Okay? Si Lord lang to. Hindi tayo to. It's, you know, this is the problem. You know, sometimes we hear, you know, yung mga friends natin, you know, feeling natin, pagka na-in love ka, kasi, you know, kasi na-inspire ka, you know, but I want to say this, it's not by friends. It's not even by family. Okay? Minsan, di ba, natukso ko lang, uy, bagay kayo, kinukulat mo pa. Yeah. Uy, kayo na, di ba? May mga ganon, tinutukso tayo, di ba? tuksuan, di ba? Ikaw naman gusto, sige pa, sige pa. Talagang ikaw naman inikilig ka. But you know what? It's not by friends. It's not by family. You know, meron nga daw, yung tito, nasa kasal daw, sabi ganun kay Junjun, uy, Junjun. Eh, may kasal, di ba? Uy, Junjun, sunod ka na dyan. Sabi nga, tinukso nung tito. Eh, the following week, wala na sila sa kasal, nasa lamay na sila. Biniro ni Junjun yung tito niya. Tito, ikaw na sunod dyan. Gumante, no? But you know, it's never about our friends. It's never about our families. It's never about, you know, yung mga napapanood natin, yung mga love songs, movies. Okay? Because sometimes we consult, you know, yung mga self-help books. Alam mo yun, yung mga 10 ways how to be more in love. Okay? And in fact, meron pa tayo, manonood pa tayo ng YouTube, minsan sa mga Facebook, okay? Na-inspire ka. Uy, grabe, in love na pala ako. Okay? By the way, talking about Facebook, I just want to give you a piece of advice. You know, if you're doing Facebook or you're, you know, you're posting something, blogs, okay, tweets, whatever, don't do it after midnight. Wag na wag ka magpo-post ng 12 or 2 o'clock ng madaling araw. Alam mo kung bakit? Kasi pansinin mo, kapag ka nagpo-post ka ng madaling araw, sobrang emo mo. Lahat talagang may naririnig ka music. Uy, grabe. Ipo-post ko to. Ang ganda-ganda ng song. Na-inspire ako. Diba? Imong-imo ka talaga. Lahat ng emotion mo, nilalagay mo doon. Madaling araw. Pero pansinin mo, pag madaling araw, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, pag nag-post ka, wow, what a great day! Ibang-iba, saya, di ba? Pero kapag pa madaling araw, grabe, sobrang emo. Sobrang masyado ka emotional. So please don't do that. Kapag ka madaling araw, do it on the morning kasi masyado ka nagiging emo. Okay? Just a side note. And going back to that is that sometimes we even call, you know, most of the students nowadays, they even call a DJ so that they could, you know, ask, DJ ganito, paano ba malalaman kung in love na talaga ako? Kasi alam mo talagang, ay! Hindi ka na makasalita talaga. Pag nakikita ko siya, sobrang kilig ako. And we sometimes, or most of the times, we go to the DJs. That he doesn't even know you. You don't even know that guy. But still, you are asking for suggestion. You're asking for advice. Why not go to God? Why not pray and seek God's will, Lord? I'm not gonna go to my friends. I'm not gonna go to my, you know, to my relatives, families. You know, yes, of course, our families could help us, especially our parents. But you know, I believe in my heart that it is only God who has the answer for, you know, for the question of could this be love? Because sometimes we forget God in the equation. Tinatanong na lang natin lagi yung mga, alam mo yun, yung mga horoscope natin. Ano ba, sasagutin niya na ba ako? Pagka color ganito, ayun na, naku, ano na to, sigurado na to, patok to. Okay? But there are times that we forget God in the equation. But always remember, it is God who initiated love. Si Lord ang nagsimula ng love. Siya yung nagbigay sa atin ng feeling kung bakit ka in love ngayon. That is why don't ever put him outside the equation. Because Jesus must be the anchor and Jesus must be the foundation of our relationship. Are you getting this? You know, let us never forget that Jesus Christ is the one who gave it first to us. That love, that word love. And in fact, you know, 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. Again, you know, just want to say this up front that, you know, if you are here today, you know, I don't know what's your background, I don't know where you came from, but you know, I believe in my heart that, you know, God wants to say something to all of us here today. You know, I don't care if you're in love, I don't care. Again, I always say this, malalaki na kayo, matatanda na kayo, alam niyo na yung kung ano yung tama sa inyo. If you want to be in love, if you want to have boyfriend, girlfriend, so be it. It's up to you. But there's one thing that I wanna tell you. In fact, which I'm leading to my next point. If that real love will bring you closer to God, you would know. If that love is really from God, if it brings you closer to God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You know, the reality is that sin separated us from God. All of us here, we sinned against God. That is why we were separated from God. But because of God so loved the world, that is why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, so that again, we could be reconciled back to God. Para maibalik uli yung relationship natin kay God. You know what? That is somehow a very important thing that we need to know. If that relationship that you have right now, or maybe you're pursuing that relationship, the question is that relationship brings you more closer to God or pulls you away from God? And if you feel that every time you come here in our youth service, and every time that whoever pastor, preacher would stand there, okay, and he would start to speak about sex, he would start to talk about love, he would talk about relationship, somehow you feel that there's condemnation, that you feel that somehow you're ashamed of, let us ask ourselves, maybe that's not right. Maybe the relationship that we are into right now, maybe it's not God-pleasing. Maybe it is not honoring God. You know what? I want to tell you this. If he or she, okay, whoever, taking you away from God, you know God, you have a relationship with God, you are a believer, you're a Christian, you're so in love with God, but if that relationship, whoever that is, lalaki man yan o babae, if that person is pulling you away from God, I want to tell you, I want to advise you something. You need to run as fast as you can and get away from that person. Because it's not healthy for you. Because I believe in my heart that real love, okay, real love really gives. It's not just about getting. It's not selfish. Okay? That is why if you are here today, you know in your heart that, you know, God is not pleased with this relationship. And if you feel like you're afraid, you know, you're ashamed of what you're doing right now that is only for married couple. Only married couple should be doing that, you know, kissing, that holding, that hugging, you know, lying in bed. That you know in your heart that only married people should be doing, but somehow, boyfriend, girlfriend thing, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend, but we're doing it anyway. I'm telling you, is that healthy? Or is that pulling you away from God? You started not to attend church. You started not to read your Bible. You started not to pray. You started not attending a victory group. Why? Because you're so in love with that person, that is why it's pulling you away from God. You know what? It's not healthy. I believe in my heart that women today, you young ladies, you deserve to be respected. You deserve the best. You know, don't you ever make patol, okay, with some jerk, with some man who would just tell you, you know what, I love you, can I kiss you? No way. You are worth the wait. You know, I believe that God has someone for you, a perfect guy, a perfect lady for you. Okay, that is why all you have to do is to wait. You don't have to rush things. You don't have to do that. Why? Because I know in my heart, I believe that real love brings you closer to God. It should be bringing you closer to God. In fact, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. You know, if you have fear, you know, you have that relationship, if you're feeling that fear, You know, that love is not from God. I believe that is how the enemy is stealing that, you know, purpose, that life in you. And not just that, that real love is initiated by God. Not just that real love brings you closer to God, but also you would know love is that real love results in laying down of one's life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Again, we're going to go back to the cross. We're going to go back to what God did so that all of us would realize that I am loved. Minahal ako ng Panginoon. And think about this. Jesus Christ was tortured. He was humiliated. You know, he was hurt. And, you know, he received punishments that he doesn't deserve. It's all because he laid down his own life for you and me. You want to know what love is? Could this be love? You're asking that? Let's go back to the cross. That is the best demonstration of what love is. Giving your own life. You know, I've been in love for 16 years. I've been married for 16 years. And I still want to be in love for the next 100 years with my wife. And you know, as much as I want to say, you know, I want to give everything to you, I can lay down my life to you. I hope I can, but I'm just human. Because I do believe there's only one man who walked on earth that really gave his own life for all of us. And you might be here, you might be saying, you know what, I don't care what you're talking about. All I know is that I'm in love today with my girl, with my boy. I'm so in love with her, I'm so in love with him that I'm so much willing to give away everything. I hope that you're not gonna give your virginity. I hope that you're not gonna give your first kiss. I hope that you will never tell that person, I'm willing to give away everything. But you know why? Because there's only one man who gave everything, and that is not you. That is Jesus Christ himself who gave himself up for all of us. It's not us, no matter how you love that person. You would understand that when you experience the love that Jesus wants to give you. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 47, I just want to read it very quick. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. And verse 5, it is not rude, not self-seeking, not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. And the last verse, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. You know, the problem with so many young relationships today is that there's so much manipulations. There's so much jealousy. As if like you're mine. Even your friends cannot talk to you. You are mine. I don't think that's healthy. It is not God. And if he or she wants to kiss you, as young as you are, think again. Is it pulling you away from God? Or that boy or that girl is bringing you closer to God? You know what? We don't have to do this. I want you to know God more. Because I don't want to steal something from you that you don't deserve. That you deserve. That's why I'm going to push you through God, not to me. I want you to know God more rather than knowing me. That's why today, you know, if we're going to ask this question, could this be love? I believe only God has the answer. And it's the cross. If you know what love is, if you experience the love of God, John chapter 15, verse 13 says that greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Again, it is God who laid down everything to us, laid down his life for us so that we could realize that, you know, I'm loved by God so that I can experience love and I can love others according to his way, because God initiated it. Because I know if this is love, it will bring me closer to God, not pull me away from God. And I know that God is so much willing to lay down his life. At the same time, we are so much willing to give way. If this is not at the right time, I'm going to give way. I want you to focus on God, not on me. Because if you're focusing on me, I think this is not healthy. Let's end this. The reason for love should be God, because God is love. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, that indeed your love is so deep and wide and great. That, Lord, every one of us here, Lord God, you want us to know and realize, Lord, what love really is. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because that love really comes from you, initiated by you. And as we look on the cross, God, that Jesus Christ died for me so that I know that I'm loved, I'm secured, I don't need to rush things. I know that God loves me. I know that God has a perfect time for me. You know, well, everybody's bowing their heads. No, nobody's looking around. I want to pray for some of you here today. You know, if you are here this night, maybe this, you're saying, I thought we'll be talking about love. I thought we'll be, you know, we'll be having some kilig factor. How come that I've been hearing God's word? I've been hearing all about Jesus, about love. That's the way it is, my friend. It's all about Jesus. And some of you here today, you are wounded. You're still hurting because of broken relationships, because of heartbreaks. And some of you here today might experience, you know, na hindi pa dapat na-experience ng isang kabataan na tulad natin, tulad mo. But somehow, you know, I gave in to temptation. But you know what? I want to tell you today that God never condemns. God wants to tell you that He loves you. He wants to embrace you. No matter what you have done in the past, no matter how you screwed up, God still wants to restore you. God still wants to tell you that you are so important, you are so valuable to Him. You don't have to be condemned. You don't have to be ashamed, because God is the God of the second chance, third chance, fourth chance, and all the chances in the world. You know, I'm not going to ask you to raise up your hand, but if you know if that's you, you're wounded. You have experienced so many things in terms of romantic relationships. I want to pray for you right now. Don't raise up your hand. You know who you are. I want to pray for you. Lord, you know who they are, God. Lord, I pray, God, that even as young as they are, Lord, I pray that you would just, God, restore whatever the enemy has been stolen in their lives, Lord. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will restore their purity. Lord, that love, that security. Lord, that emotion, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, that you would, God, take away, Lord God, those, Lord, hatred, even feeling of rejection. Lord, I pray, God, that you would show them your love, your mercy that is upon them. Lord, I pray, God, for your forgiveness, whatever that we have done in the past, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just make us new once again, Lord God.